we've seen that H5N1 has the ability to affect livestock in the dairy cattle industry. But the interesting and unique aspect of that introduction was that it caused mastitis and reduced milk production. And so on the swine side, what we wanted to really do was, what would the clinical presentation look like if H5N1 was introduced? Would it look like a respiratory disease, or would it look like what it looks like in dairy cattle? Would it affect the mammary gland? And so we formed a research program with the Chekhov and the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, a $4 million research program to start looking at these questions. What would the clinical presentation look like? How do we prevent introduction through exposure to wild birds or even operational connections with other livestock operations such as poultry farms and dairy farms? We have recently awarded 10 projects through this research program, about $2.1 million in funding so far, and we're really trying to provide those answers back to producers about how we can prevent introduction at this point.